Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Insurance, more important than ever. Auto, home, life, business, whatever your insurance needs may be, Purdy Insurance, they are the pros. If you ever deal with anybody at Purdy Insurance, you'll know a couple things right away. Number one, they're just terrific people. And it turns out they're terrific people that are great pros. Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. We are in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. So yesterday, we did on Zoom. We had the whole family together on Zoom at one point. Did that for about an hour yesterday, which was great. But I also get a text from Matt with this picture of Luke. And I'd like to point out that was what really impressed. Two things impressed me. Number one, he's thoroughly, completely adorable. Thank goodness for the mother.
Oh, thank you.
And, okay. And number two, I noticed the neutral colors.
That is correct, exactly.
I noticed the neutral colors that were here.
We put our differences aside for Easter.
Right, and multicolored eggs, no two the same in the basket. He was waving his hand. All right. He's thoroughly, completely adult. Big chubby cheeks and a bow tie. And a bow tie. Obviously, a clip-on. There's no way on the planet Dad tied that.
That is correct.
Because I can tell you right now, in this family, in the Jones family, if my kids came up to me and they said, "Hey, Dad, can you tie me a bow tie?" I'd say we're going to the store and buying a clip-on. Because I couldn't do it either.
In fact, it came with the outfit.
Did it really?
It did. It was already attached in the collar itself.
I love it. My goodness. And so we're talking about, at this point, he would be 3 months and 13 days. Is that all right? Three months, 13 days? There you go. How about that? Although I did, on Saturday, it'd been maybe 10 days since, almost 2 weeks since I saw my newest little granddaughter. And so I was home alone on Saturday for a couple hours. So finally, I took out the iPad and I dialed up my son Dan on the iPad, and there's his wife Candace and the baby, little June. And I said, look at her. She's 5 months, 11 days. And they kind of looked at me. He's like, "Yeah, I guess you're right." I said, "Yeah, Dad remembers certain things." I do.
That's good work by you.
No. My oldest granddaughter's birthday is coming up in 10 days. No, it's important to remember all that stuff. It's important because, you know, it's important to them. You know? Oh, yeah, it's your birthday. That's great. Well, they don't want that from the grandfather. They want the grandfather to remember that you know, they're special. Yeah? So, yeah, you do everything you can to remember all that stuff. By the way, the Raiders. Now, of course, you know they're building their stadium in Las Vegas right now. Well, the door is open where the Raiders may have to wait a year because of what's happening with COVID-19. They've had this. I think in Los Angeles, the construction is continuing, which has raised some eyebrows. The majority of the work in the interior of the stadium as construction of the roof is scheduled to be completed in a few weeks. So they have to do the interior work. And if the Raiders stadium construction is delayed, that's if, the team can play their preseason games at an alternate site and perhaps some regular season games until the stadium is completed. They are looking at Phoenix. They are looking at San Diego, and they're looking at Salt Lake City. This is if it is not finished. Now, they very well may finish it, but that's what they're looking at. By the way, Ryan Snyder on the show today, Blue White Illustrated on Penn State's recruiting. We'll have that for you. Then on Wednesday, this will be a blockbuster on Wednesday, Sal Palantonio at 4:06, followed by Charlie Casserly at 4:35. I mean, I know, you know, we would get a lot of complaints lately, and Matt's kind of lazy. And I said, I'm telling you right now, you've come back.
Football power hour on Wednesday. I'm pumped.
I mean, you've come back, I got to tell you. Nobody on the planet would term you lazy. Not a single person. You work hard all the time. I mean, and you have to carry me. All right. So, yeah, we got Sal Pal and Charlie Casserly. Pretty good combo. Then we got some Pro Football Focus guys on this week, too. So there you go. We got, you know, got a lot cooking. A lot cooking. Then we also have teleconferences this week. Jaywan Sider, running backs. Terry Smith, DBs, both top flight recruiters. Yeah, they got their teleconferences this week. So we got a lot going on. It's a heavy week. Heavy week. Let me give you a nice story. I'm watching TV Saturday night. And in watching TV, I was watching the news. And with everything that's been going on, everybody has been sheltered in place. It's just, you know, let's face it, none of this is easy. None of it is easy. But, you know, but God bless the hospital workers. God bless the custodians, you know, the nurses, the doctors, the residents, the attendants. But, you know, our police force, our firefighters, prison guards. I mean, there are a lot of people of, you know, every day clock in and go to work despite all this because they have to. Well, I'm watching this story. This woman in Aaronsburg, and when you're traveling Route 45 to go from Lewisburg to State College or vice versa, you go right through Aaronsburg. Aaronsburg is the geographical center of the state. A woman there named Nellie on Saturday turned 99. 99. Now, you can't have a birthday party right now. Can't do it. So you know what the people did? They got in their cars. Saturday was a nice day. They took her out to the porch. And they're her kids, and then her grandkids, and cars, and her great grandkids, and fire trucks, and all the way through, and people in the town just going by waving at her to wish her happy birthday, signs for her, everything like that. It was sweet. It really was sweet. You know, sometimes the simple things in life, which this show, by the way, excels at, the simple things in life are so important, and that was, I thought, was a really cool thing from Saturday that I saw. That was really, really neat. Let's see. Very thoughtful email from Jim, who sent me this email earlier. He ended it by saying, I'm working from home. I promise when I call the show, I won't ask about wrestling. Jim, you can ask about, anybody can ask about wrestling anytime they want. He said, I was listening to a podcast on a local San Francisco radio station with an interview of Jim Nance. I think you would enjoy, which I'm going to listen to. He's telling stories about the television production of the Masters, including the difference from how the broadcast happened to be produced in the 1980s versus the current day. I truly enjoy when you share insight of broadcasting how the episodes are produced, especially in the context of PSU history, which I appreciate, Jim. Thank you very much. I enjoyed talking about that. I'm hoping that I'll find a chance to give you a call one of these days to say hello while I'm working from home. I promise I won't ask about wrestling. Jim, you can ask about anything you want anytime you want. We'll talk about any of it. But thank you so much for the very thoughtful, kind email that you sent. And I can't wait to listen to that. Can't wait to listen to it. And that'll be great. And Jim Nance, by the way, Jim Nance, the first time I had Jim Nance on my show, the first time, it was back in 1988. And Jim Nance was going to do a Penn State game. You know, because, I mean, Jim, like anybody, worked his way through the ranks. And I had him on the show. And we were in the commercial break just before we were about to go on. And he said to me, and I was the third announcer on the Penn State Network. He made a couple of comments to me about something I said on the broadcast. And something about how much he liked it, whatever. Now, why would he do that? Because he's just a nice guy. I mean, what you see on the air is what you get with him. He's a really, I mean, terrific professional. He does everything well. He does basketball well, golf, he's terrific, football, he does really well. He's just really, really good. And I love the fact that in his backyard he has a replica of the seventh hole of Pebble Beach. You know about that?
I knew we had a house there, but
he has, and I don't know if it's a wall of fame or whatever, or people have a hole in one there. On the whole. Now, some of them have taken many, many tries. This is not like one try, and then, you know, they're taking multiple shots to get there. But he's done it. And it's just really cool. But, you know, and that was one of the great things last year when the U.S. Open was at Pebble Beach. Joe Buck, they asked Jim Nance to come on the broadcast with them. You know, just back in the old days, this never would have happened. Never. Or suddenly out of, you know, NBC and CBS are doing, I mean, NBC and CBS split the first Super Bowl. They both did a broadcast of the Super Bowl. Because NBC had the AFL at the time, and then CBS was doing the NFL at the time. So they had two separate sets of announcers. They didn't cross over. Now, today, I mean, that's really cool that, A, Joe Buck asked him. It tells you a lot about Joe Buck. And that Jim Nance said yes and did it. Tells you a lot about Jim Nance. And you see more people doing that now. In fact, with the draft coming up next week, you know how they're going to do the draft next week? It's all going to be done from the ESPN studio. And you will not have competing ESPN versus NFL Network they're going to do the draft together. And I think that, you know, that'll be interesting. That'll be fun. Now, who's on it? I mean, you've got to guess that Rich Eisen's on it from NFL Network. You got to guess that Charles Davis is on it. You got to guess that Daniel Jeremiah's on it. Maybe even David Shaw at Stanford to go with the ESPN personnel.
I actually have it here, Steve. This is according to the NFL Communications. Trey Wingo is actually going to host all 3 days from Bristol, along with Mel Kiper Jr., Lewis Riddick, and Booger McFarland from other sites, from their homes probably. And then Rich Eisen, Daniel Jeremiah, Michael Irvin, Kurt Warner are going to contribute remotely all 3 days as well. And Susie Culber is going to be part of the broadcast. Chris Mortensen and Adam Schefter are going to be part of the broadcast like they normally are remotely. And then over on the ABC side, because it's ESPN, NFL Network, and ABC, is separate with basically all the college talking heads. Reese Davis, Jesse Palmer, Maria Taylor, Tom McShay, Kirk Herbstreit, Desmond Howard, David Pollack, and Tom Rinaldi.
See, I think you've got to... just my opinion. It's only my opinion, and obviously the ESPN people can tell me I'm wrong. I think you got to combine the two.
I agree.
I mean, we're now... Okay, I want to talk about Tristan Wirfs. Iowa offensive tackle might be slated maybe in some areas to be a guard. All right, so now let's talk about it from Lewis Riddick's point of view or Daniel Jeremiah's. What do they see as X, Y, and Z to the next level? All right, Kirk Herbstreit, okay? You had to break down a lot of Iowa video as time went to do any Iowa game you did along the way. What did you see in him? And to me, that's like bringing both perspectives together. Just me. I mean, that's just me. That's why in the NBA draft, I think it's important that the way they use Jay Billis on the NBA draft. He knows what he's looking at. Fran Fraschilla, although Fran is like, I'll tell you right now, Fran Fraschilla. I'm a huge Fran Fraschilla guy. That was one of the great things about the Barclays tournament this year is Fran did the tournament, and Dick Girardi and I had a lot of time to just sit in the lobby and talk with Fran Fraschilla or in the arena talk with Fran. He's just a no-ego, brilliant guy. And nobody has a better handle on foreign basketball talent than Fran Fraschilla. Now, the Bulls, by the way, made a move today in Chicago that I think has an effect on a former Nittany Lion basketball player. We're going to tell you about that in the next half hour. 406 today, Ryan Snyder from Rivals on Football Recruiting. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. We continue to listen to the recommendations from federal, state, and local experts, including the Center for Disease Control, concerning efforts to limit the spread of coronavirus. During this time, our office remains operational and available to service our current and new clients. Our employees will be available by phone at 570-286-5855, as well as email, and have access to our systems to continue to conduct business. Please know that our after-hours emergency service will continue to be available. Based on the recommendations from federal, state, and local experts, our building will be closed to the public during these extraordinary times. Our employees will be working from home to practice social distancing so we can do our part to keep our staff and community as safe and healthy as possible. Please be advised that all face-to-face meetings will be discontinued in favor of conducting business via phone or email. At this time, we ask that you be safe, be well, and be kind, and know that your Purdy Insurance team is committed to the highest levels of service and is only a phone call away.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Now you go to that website and you check out some of the great product lines. And boy, interest rates the way they are, go for it. And service department is terrific. They're open Monday through Friday in the service department, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. for the service department at Sunbury Motors. And they do a great job of diagnosing the problem and taking care of it. And, of course, this is Monday. We're brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Now, by the way, the May 8th Purdy Insurance, Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament has been postponed now to when. Like anything else, we'll play the waiting game. But they know it's the right thing to do. They're just great people. The Purdy's are, they're great people. You know? Obviously, knowing Adam, knowing a terrific guy like Steve Engel, all the way through. And they're just great professionals. Yeah. Auto, home, life, business, bundles. They do everything they can to find you the best price. And that is Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. All right. And leading into this segment, there was a big move made in the NBA today involving the Chicago Bulls. So they're like, oh, you know, you guys never talk about the NBA. But this actually has a potential impact on a former Nittany Lion basketball player. Gar Forman, the GM, was fired by the Bulls. So they have now gone up. Arturnis Karnišovas, the general manager of the Denver Nuggets, has now moved to Chicago to be the franchise's executive vice president of basketball operations. Well, who's the assistant general manager with the Denver Nuggets? Karnišovas has now left. Calvin Booth. Yes, the former Penn State basketball center. Who's on the 96 NCAA tournament team. All-time shot block leader. Calvin Mabe played 10 years in the NBA. 10 years. He didn't retire until 2009. Calvin made himself a little bit of coin in the league. Okay? You talk about some of the great Penn State football players that played here. Calvin Booth made as much money as a lot of those guys in his career. He did not take a vow of poverty during those 10 years. Moved around a lot, kept his career alive, but has always been a keen student of the game and really good at evaluating personnel. He has worked his way up. In time. The last time I saw Calvin was a year ago at the United Center in Chicago, and Dick Girardi and I had a long talk with Calvin. A couple years ago, and at that point he was with the Nuggets, so he had already made the move to Denver at that point. And he's the assistant general manager. And then one night, Dick and I, we had gone into Minneapolis to do a game at Minnesota a couple of years ago, and at that point, Calvin was the director of player personnel, and he got us a box at the Target Center to watch a Pistons T-Wolves game, and he probably sat in there for an hour with us just chit chatting. The guy knows his basketball. So here's a couple of things. Number one. Karnišovas, by the way, goes to Chicago, but he is not the general manager. He's the vice president of basketball operations, which means he has to hire a GM. Well, guess what? Calvin Booth's name, is being mentioned as one of the four candidates for the job. And Woj is reporting that the pool includes Mark Eversley of the Sixers, Mark Hughes of the Clippers, Matt Lloyd of the Orlando Magic, and Calvin Booth to go to Chicago to be the GM. But Calvin is also a candidate to move up in Denver to be the GM of the Nuggets. And the Nuggets, to their credit over the years, I like this. I admire this a lot. they have a history of loyalty and promoting from within. And we're going to talk with Rick Singer of the Denver Post coming up tomorrow or Wednesday. I think tomorrow we might have Rick on the show from the Denver Post to talk about this. But Calvin Booth, former Nittany Lion, the door is open somewhere where he might be an NBA general manager before the week is out. Now, it may still end up where he's an assistant general manager, whatever. But the door is open. He could be an NBA general manager before the week's out. It could be Chicago. Could be Denver. He may stay in the same spot. Whatever. But it's not as if his name's not being mentioned for those two jobs, because it is. So I tell my class, in fact, I started my day today here in the Sunbury Motors studio. So my class has seen the Sunbury Motors studio. They are fascinated by it, by the way. And the Sunbury Motors studio. Remember, when this studio was put together, they I was talking with, obviously, Roger. But I remember talking with Harry. And they said, you know, you could do network shows out of that, out of this studio. Now, all the inside Penn State athletic shows that you hear that are on the Penn State Sports Network, carried by WKOK, are all produced in this studio. Well, I can tell you right now, Saturday's Penn State football show, that's at 1:30. Guess where it's emanating out of? This studio, the Sunbury Motors studio. So I started my day here, and something that I told, and I tell my class this all the time, you've got to stay in touch with this stuff all the time, and here's the reason why. When you have the opportunity to localize a story, localize the story. Don't just do the story, hey, Arturis Karnišovas is now the new executive vice president of basketball operations for the Bulls. You can do that story. But if you're on top of it, you then tell them about Calvin Booth. Okay? COVID-19's going on. What was the story we related to you last week? Mark Hamilton. Localized the story. He played for the State College Spikes. How many times, for example, have we talked about with the Phillies, Adam Haseley on the show? You've got to be able to localize stories. Nick Dunn localized the story. Jimmy Sotos localized the story. Mike Mussina localizes stories. You got to be able to always look just beyond the, if you're following, you know, our job here is to follow this stuff closely. Follow it closely. And if you follow it closely, you can then localize a story. So this is a story here, for example, because I know Calvin. I've known Calvin for 25 years. I mean, 25 years I've known Calvin Booth. Came out of the Groveport, out of the Columbus, Ohio area, redshirted in 1995, finally played as a redshirt freshman in 96. I go back 25 years with this guy. So, of course, I've followed his entire career, everywhere he's gone, what he's done. And believe me, and we cross paths. Like I said, the last time I saw Calvin and talked to him, probably spent about 10, 15 minutes talking to him, was a year ago in Chicago. But that's not, that's what you do. You try to keep track of all this stuff. It's so important to do that. I mean, that a simple story like this, oh, wait, it has local implications. A guy that you went to the Jordan Center, or he started out at Rec Hall, then went to the Jordan Center. Okay. I remember Calvin redshirting his freshman season and out, you know, out on the floor doing individual work, for goodness sakes, in Rec Hall, using one of the side baskets that they use in pickup games. But I mean, but that's part of what our job is. Part of our job is to localize what's going on. That's why we've had Alex Peachin on the show. Guess what? Alex Peachin might be a draftable punter. He's going to sign with somebody. He went to the combine. So, of course, we had him on the show. You localize as many as you can. Davenport, Julian Davenport. Remember we had him on the show? Ended up going to the Houston Texans. And Julian now has gone to...
He's with the Dolphins.
Dolphins, Miami. Yeah.
Yeah, he was part of the Kenny Stills trade.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, so that's why you try to localize these stories as much as possible. This to me is a fascinating story because I mean he could be an NBA. He has the door is open to the possibility he could be an NBA GM, which I know he wants. He wants to be an NBA GM, and I don't have to guess at that. It's not like Dick Calvin and I haven't talked about it, because we have. And that's one of the, and that's what you know, you try to tell your class these things. I mean, it's part of teaching class is not just saying, well, this is how you do it. Okay? Let's talk about how you do a game. Well, it's more than just telling them, quote, how to do a game. You got to take all the stuff that goes into everything. That's what we talk about. So I was in class doing our class on Zoom today. And that's what we're talking about. And also about how to do play-by-play. I did four different sports for them today. The hockey, football, basketball, and baseball today. Because that's their next project, a play-by-play project. Now, they don't have to do the entire game. I mean, if I had to sit there and listen to the entire game, okay, I'd go crazy. It's they're through what they think are their three best calls. And then 2 minutes of sustained play-by-play so I can hear how they handle the ups and downs. Right. And that's the project. And it's a terrific class. They're very attentive. It's great to have them. It's also great on Zoom. You can see them. So what we ought to do? We ought to do something on Zoom, Cotrillo, or, you know.
I'd love to. I have Zoom.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, you know, I can see you and... Yeah. I mean, right now, I mean, I've got 42 pictures of your kid.
You probably see more of my kid's face than me. Which is obviously not a problem, of course.
It's not a problem, of course not. This is just having a little fun. Just having a little fun here on the show. So we're going to talk to Rick Singer tomorrow from the Denver Post. About what that situation is. And the Nuggets, again, have a reputation for promoting from within. Which, by the way, if you notice on this show, that's what's happened over time with us. I mean, Matt, who does great work, promoted from within, is doing the show now. Can't ask for a better guy to work with. Same thing with Sean before that. So, did I leave anybody out? I don't think I left anybody out. He's right now sitting at home, shaking his head, saying, well, I just want to look at the stream numbers. Stream. Everything's about streaming. Also, Terry Smith, J1 Sider later in the week as well. And we'll get to hear from them. And Ryan Snyder, as I mentioned, in the next half hour. Great to have you with us today. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Great to have you with us on the show today. And Ryan Snyder on football recruiting next half hour. And Matt and I were in the break discussing a couple of guests, not ideas, but stuff I mean, we already have lined up for the next 2 weeks. And a couple he's working on right now. You know, I mean, I was, you know, to be honest with you. I mean, the one I was a little... He said, "Yeah, I'm going to try and get Jim Nantz." He said, "Man, I want to get the voice of Shikalimi on." I said, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa. What?" I said, "You use that in the same sentence?" I was a little concerned. Oh.
I think even he would even say the same thing.
No.
Like, maybe yeah, not.
Makes
sense.
Yeah, makes complete sense to me. All right. The NBA is now the NBA. Let's start with this. Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball is still in that mode of thinking that maybe in mid to late May they can come together in Arizona and can start putting together the semblance of a season. The NBA, which has been playing the waiting game as well, there have been some rumors they don't know if they can. It looks like now they're leaning toward getting back in the ballgame. Interesting. Now, the NHL, I think the NHL really, really wants to get back. Drew Doughty, though, of the LA Kings, who's just a fabulous defenseman, said today, he says, he's not sure if the NHL is going to play, but that's just his opinion. Because the NHL's been sitting there saying, they've asked arenas about availabilities in June, July, and even into August. And there are also some neutral site arenas that have contacted the NHL that they would host multiple games a day. The parent company of the XFL filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy today. This is the first day after the league suspended operations and laid off almost all of its staff. Alpha Entertainment listed the XFL with assets and liabilities each in the range of $10 million to $50 million. The largest creditor was listed as St. Louis Sports Commission, $1.6 million. Seven of the league's eight coaches also are among the top creditors. Owner Vince McMahon, who is also the chairman and CEO of the WWE, has not spoken publicly about the XFL. And they have pledged as recently as 3 weeks ago to return in 2021, but that changed after McMahon began assessing the league's future following WrestleMania 36, April 4, 5. The XFL paid its employees through April 12th, plus accrued vacation time. And, of course, remember, Justin King left Penn State to work with the XFL. Of course, Matt McGloin's in the XFL. And so is Saeed Blacknell. And by the way, did you notice Saeed Blacknell signed his contract as a free agent with the Steelers? In fact, that's four former XFL players that have now signed with the Steelers, including Saeed Blacknell. I think that's been important. The league, by the way, the XFL is also planning on refunding all advanced ticket sales. So we'll see. Look, it's awfully tough, I think, for any league right now to be in a position where you're... First of all, it's too tough to compete with the behemoths, the NBA, the NHL, the NFL, Major League Baseball. It's too tough to do that. But it becomes even tougher because I think one of the things you have to do is you have to have some sort of star power to make things happen. I'm going to explain this in the last half hour because the USFL had a semblance of that going, and it's costly to do, but I think it's the only way to compete.